This True False Thing. A White Collar Fic by Jism. Read by Calicaria. Part 1 of the Captain America verse, which is completely unrelated to her amazing Avengers stories. Some things are true and some are not. 1. A. Neil Caffrey has always been the kind of man who knows what you want. True. He's made a career of it, the knowing. The taking is a secondary, a lesser skill. It's always been so easy, the slant of a quick smile, the delicate back and forth, and the success screaming in his veins when he's touched on the right desire, the reward of a completely satisfied anyone. It's a headier rush than any theft has ever been, will ever be. B. Neil Caffrey is the only man capable of taking what he's taken. False. That people think so is ridiculous. Anyone can steal things. It's not... There's no challenge to it. It's only a matter of figuring out a few details and applying yourself. Theft, even grand theft, is an art that is teachable. Knowing where to place the prying fingers of charm and lever them back... Knowing the what and the where and the who of conning, that is harder. That is what separates the men from the boys. C. Neil Caffrey has charmed his way around everyone he's ever met, except Peter. True. It is as exhausting as it is exhilarating, watching Peter watch him. Waiting for the perfect moment to slip him the things that he wants, and finally gain some distance. It is the first time in his entire life he's hoped to fail at something. D. Neil Caffrey can't pick the lock Peter leaves wrapped around his ankle. False. Neil can pick any lock, provided he's given enough time with it. He's known how to rewire the circuitry on that thing since the first time they cut it. It had been so easy to swipe the old one while Peter was in the bathroom and take a few photographs. It's just, well, Neil dreams, sometimes, of Peter's hand where the anklet is, squeezing just tight enough to make an impression. He's never been the kind of man to confuse can with should, to mix up I'm able to and I want to. E. Neil Caffrey dreams, sometimes, of Peter's hands in other places, other ways. True. Always he is strong. Always he is over Neil, heady and overpowering and smiling. Smiling like Neil has given him just exactly what he wanted. 2. A. Peter Burke has caught Neil twice. False. This is just a blatant underselling of Peter's abilities. Peter's caught Neil at least 6 times. It was just... Well, 2 of them were too easy. 1 of them was technically illegal on his part. And 1 time Neil had very clearly broken his leg, and Peter had taken pity on him. B. Peter Burke has never told Neil how many times he's really caught him. True. Peter likes having the cards. Having the power, and he hates the strange, crumpled look Neil gets when he realizes he's failed at something. It's enough to remember the rush of victory, the harsh claim of, I've got him, caught around his throat. It's enough to remember letting him slip away, Neil's fate tangled firmly in Peter's fingers. C. Peter Burke is enthralled by Neil because he doesn't love his wife. False. This is ridiculously, patently untrue, and Peter has to remind himself of that every time the thought rears its ugly head. He does love Elizabeth. He has loved Elizabeth since the day he met her. A strange statement for a man who, the day before he met Elizabeth, would have insisted he didn't believe in that kind of nonsense. There is something about her that centers him and makes his heart beat faster all at once. Even after all these years, there is something about her that fills him and makes him a whole person. D. Peter Burke is just as enthralled by Neil as he was by Elizabeth 10 years ago. True. As he still is by Elizabeth, really. She still surprises him and makes him wonder why, how he got so lucky. And Neil, well, Neil makes him feel brilliant and stupid at once, like he's got all the power but only most of the control. He feels the most himself, the most alive, with both of them in the same room, and it is confusing and terrifying and deeply, viscerally satisfying in a way Peter can't quite quantify. E. Peter Burke doesn't trust Neil. False. Peter Burke doesn't trust himself with Neil, doesn't trust himself to make the right call over the caterwauling of his own whatever it is. He'd let him go, after all, 4 times, and even though it had felt right each time he'd done it, had felt right in his bones, it had felt wrong when he'd gotten back to work. Peter's afraid that, in trusting Neil, he will make Neil untrustworthy. 3. A. Elizabeth Burke is smarter than her husband. True. She'd never say so, of course, but she knows it, and Peter knows it, and even Neil knows it. Peter is brilliant, and there are things he can do blindfolded that she couldn't do with years of training. But when it comes to what's important, she's the brains of the operation, and she always has been. B. Elizabeth Burke has no idea that Neil is fantasizing about Peter. False. She's not blind, and it's easy to see, the way Neil's eyes linger too long on the line of Peter's suits, the way Neil's hands twitch when he's too close. She's not blind, and she wouldn't want to be. There is a delicious, forbidden joy that flutters within her every time she catches it out of the corner of her eye. C. Elizabeth Burke knows perfectly well that Peter is fantasizing about Neil. True. She hasn't told him yet, because he's not ready to know that she knows. She can see the panic in his eyes when Neil's name comes up, when he's caught looking. She'll know the right moment to mention it. Until then, it's easy enough to draw up the mental image of Peter's hands on Neil's wrists, the two of them writhing against her own bedsheets. She knows they're thinking of it, after all. No reason she shouldn't be, as well. D. Elizabeth Burke spent a week at her sister's because her house was being rewired. False. That was part of it, of course, but it would have been easier to spend the week in the hotel with Peter, close to her husband and her work. She'd wanted to step back, to see if what was holding them back from each other was her presence. She knew she'd be able to tell, if anything had happened. It hadn't, so she bit back her disappointment and settled down to wait. Waiting is a talent of hers, one she possesses in spades. E. Elizabeth Burke has always been the kind of woman who knows what she wants. True. She's in the business, of course, of pleasing others. She thinks, among the other things they have in common, it's why she gets on so well with Neil. But at the beginning and end of every day, her ultimate goal is pleasing herself. And here, well, she's known what she wants for a long time now. The parties involved aren't ready yet. She'll know when they get there. Planning is her forte, after all. She's made a career out of it.